Hi, I'm Chatterton Squirrel, and I'm afraid of falling.
It was a nice spring day, perfect for walking, when Hamilton got to his feet. He straightened his tie, pulled on his vest, in attempts to try to look neat. He climbed up his ladder and took in the day. It was blue and white and pink. He decided the route he wanted to take, to the river to get a small drink. As he walked down the paths with flowers and grass, he stopped at the daisies to smell. He was leaned over one, taking a sniff, when his ears heard something not well. It was a high-pitched clicking, a small critter voice that sounded more like a chatter. It didn't sound happy, gleeful, or glad, so he went to find out what's the matter. He followed the sound till he saw who was talking and smiled when he recognized them. It was Ma and Pa Squirrel teaching their young. They smiled as they waved hi to him. "What you doing?" he asked as he smiled at the kids. Three young squirrels sat on a tree. Their parents were teaching these young squirrels to jump, an easy-like task it should be. Hamilton watched as their father described to the kids how to jump from the trees. He said,
"Line up your sight at the tip of the limb, then press off hard with your knees."
They watched as their father took the big leap. He jumped from their tree to the next. They clapped and applauded, happy for him. But the youngest squirrel was perplexed. He watched his big brother line up his jump. He wiggled his tail in the air, then leapt from the tree limb with all of his might. Little Chatterton simply stared. Then Big Sister went next. She had practiced this move. She wanted to show off her skills. She wiggled her tail, lined up her sight, then jumped, giving Chatterton chills. His siblings looked back at him and at his mom as they stood on the limb looking proud. They called to their brother and told him to jump, but darkness rolled in with a cloud. Chatterton shivered, afraid of this task. He simply did not want to fall. But his father kept saying,
"Come on, my boy! Chatterton, jump!" he would call.
The littlest squirrel sat on the limb. He knew it was time for his turn. He knew he could do it if he gave it a try. He really did want to learn. But as he looked down and saw the long fall, he couldn't help but be scared. He looked at the distance he needed to jump. With a puzzled look, he stared. His father was strong, a masculine squirrel. He said, "Chatterton, just make the jump." But a fear began forming in Chatterton's head, and he sat there like a lump. His mother was patient, calm, and quite nice. She explained how it worked and was easy. But the more Chatterton thought of this task, the more his stomach got queasy. She said,
"Watch me again. I'll show how it's done. Then you can follow me over."
Hamilton smiled as he watched the whole scene. He sat himself down on a clover. Then she jumped from the tree limb with all of her might, then turned to smile at her baby. She had made it just like she said she would. She hoped he would follow her, maybe. His entire family was looking at him, making him now feel more worried. They called and encouraged and pleaded to him, but now he was just feeling hurried. His heart was a flutter, his breathing was tense. His feet couldn't move not one bit. They kept on calling to get him to jump, but all he could do was sit. The calling continued. They began to chant, "Yes, you can do it, you can!" But as he stood there frozen, eyeing the ground, Chatterton came up with a plan. He suddenly knew how to get from this tree to the next without jumping across. So he turned and ran back to the trunk of the tree, avoiding the leaves and the moss. His parents and siblings watched him run down, then look both ways on the ground. He crossed the path, then climbed up their tree to the limb where his family was found. He stood there beside them as they turned and they stared. Genius his plan had been.
"But you can't always find the easy way out. This task you must do again."
"But Mama, but Daddy, I made it to you. I'm here with you in the tree."
"Chatterton," they smiled as they tried to explain.
"This we can plainly see."
"But sometimes there are dangers for squirrels on the ground. There are things out there that can hurt you. You just have to learn how to jump in the trees. It's something you just have to get through."
Hamilton said, "Chatterton, come, I've got a plan, and I promise you it won't be scary. Then he started to draw a big X on the ground with the juice of a freshly picked berry. Chatterton's family followed him down and stood just next to their tree, curiously looking at the troll as he worked, brushing away some debris. Then finally he turned and looked up at the group. Chatterton stood on his toes. With a puzzled look, he stared at the drawing and sniffed with his twitching nose. Hamilton walked to the far of his drawing and stood just right at the edge. He explained to the squirrels that this was a limb, and he was standing right on the ledge. Then he said, "That X over there is the start of a branch you should jump to. And the best part about this is if you don't make it, it's not a big deal to you. You will not fall, but you'll get your practice until you feel you can hop successfully from the highest tree branch without worrying that you will drop." Chatterton watched as Hamilton jumped to show them just what he meant. His plan was pure genius, and all would agree it was better than a downward descent. Hamilton smiled as he looked at the mom. She knew that his plan was good.
"Okay, little Chatterton," she piped up with glee. "You stand where Hamilton stood. Now if you fall, the distance is none, and you, my sweet boy, will be fine. So give it a try. I want you to leap. Get the limbs lined up in a line."
Chatterton saw where to jump to and land. He wasn't afraid. He was prepped. So he wiggled his tail, pushed off with his knees, and through the air he leapt. When he made it, they cheered, yipped, and hollered his name. Every squirrel in the woods was so proud. He turned and repeated, and leaped just the same. His confidence showed through the crowd. He jumped back to his mom and landed just fine.
"This was easy," he thought in his head. "This isn't scary, and I'm not afraid. It's exactly as my parents had said."
Hamilton clapped at this joyous event. His heart swelled up with pride. He knew how it felt to face your fears, how to find the bravery inside. Chatterton Squirrel then ran up the tree. He was ready to try the big jump. He lined up the limbs, wiggled his tail, then landed on the tree with a thump. Again they all cheered. He made it all right. Chatterton found he could do it. From now on, he knew he could do anything, so long as he put his mind to it. The end.